All right. So essentially that's where we landed for public landing in Middle Pier.
Okay.
Am I missing anything?
Just one for Matt, where I know where the Harbor Master's office is right now is really convenient for the docks that are there. Is visibility better if it was moved up to the buoy park? Because buoy park is above flood, right?
Are you talking about the building?
The building.
Oh, right.
Because the building's going to have to be moved or elevated.
Correct.
Would you rather it be elevated where it is or moved over to buoy park for better visibility in the harbor?
Really depends on the usage of each pier.
Okay.
So, the yacht club, of course, would be in the discussion. So if the public landing, the majority of the floats, the dinghy docks, so on and so forth, were sort of shifted over to buoy park,
then yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
I think that we could segregate uses a little bit easier and make it more of a multi-use facility by doing so. Depends on a few factors, but yeah.
Right.
I think the visibility would be better.
Yeah. Just because it's... The elevation is enough over there that it's above. You could put the building there.
Right.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question about that? And I don't know. I wouldn't be the first person to ask this question, but my perception of the Harbor Master's building is that I think it's pretty close to the point where it might be easier to just build new than to move that thing.
Right. But if we build where it is now, right, we have to
exactly.
put it on a hill.
Correct. Or move it back.
Or move it somewhere else. So
the road up there.
So that's a good point. As we're talking about just making recommendations of things that need to be considered when future planning occurs, you know, instead of saying new Harbor Master's building, does it make sense for us to say, you know, new Harbor Master's building and then a dash and then list the few things that should be considered when citing the new Harbor Master's building?
Yeah, because it right now it's in the floodplain. It can't.
Yep.
It can't go back where it is as it is now. And so, it's an opportunity for when you put this in the comprehensive plan to discuss where the best location for the new building would be. And that all depends on future planning of how you're going to organize a harbor, like Matt said.
So just a couple of thoughts as I was writing this down. So Harbor Master's building and then thinking about it in terms of where the best location is, but having to consider outside the floodplain or any other sort of shoreland zoning.
Visibility.
Standards. Visibility.
And also, where the most boat traffic's going to be, because, if they all have to walk by him, he can see them. If they're all somewhere else in the harbor, then it's not convenient.
Okay. And then I put, I'm thinking maximizing the best location based on uses and reorganization of the whole property.
Yeah.
That's what my funky arrow is for. I'll figure it out at the end. Okay.
So you're saying it's not only for the Harbor Master's ability to see the harbor.
Yeah.
However, it's organized in that central, but their ability to see him, the boat is knowing that
boats come ashore to public docks or people come into the dinghy dock.
Placing it, for example, in the south end doesn't make any sense.
Exactly.
In terms of their
being able to. Because then in the south end, you're looking at Owl's Head's water. Right. All those moorings over there belong to Owl's Head. So.
And placing it up the hill goes against our desire to keep visibility of the harbor in places.
Well, for instance, if you put it up in Merrill Park, he'd have great visibility. But the boat, it wouldn't be easy access to the docks and the boat.
Got it.
So,
thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. You got the essence of that. Yep. Anything else? Good. All right. Anything else we need to add? I mean, we have another opportunity to add stuff down the line here, but I just want to make sure we're getting everything. All right. Hearing none. We also talked about the commercial fish pier last time. Overall recognition that the commercial fishing, how important it is to the city's identity. And we're going to be talking about commercial fishing in general in the next couple weeks. But for the specifics of the public commercial fish pier, we thought it was important to maintain a commercial fish pier as one of the goals of the harbor plan, and to support the presence of a commercial fish pier in Rockland. And I think the idea was not to tie it down so specifically to exactly where it is right now, if it makes sense to be somewhere else 20 years from now. But the fact is, you need to have a commercial fish pier in Rockland. Is that kind of the summary of what we talked about?
It is.
And what we talked about was future planning of a fish pier should include thinking about, and we're not suggesting that it gets moved, but even in its current location, maximizing the functionality that future planning needs to assist with, and providing adaptability for future changes in the industry. So we all know that the marine industry kind of moves around a little bit, and making sure that facility is ultimately flexible for capturing and supporting those needs. With related to the existing fish pier, Matt was mentioning last time that there were already improvements going on. I think there are more, like I'll call them structural or infrastructure improvements, not necessarily functional, some functional improvements, I guess, but there's a need for additional cooler space. There's also a need to accommodate either through scheduling or whatever we talked. I don't know how we talked about this last time. That was a question, but accommodating conflicting uses. So there's different uses. You know, I think you said something about.
We talked about the bait, the big bait, the seiners at the end of the pier, and lobstermen middle of the pier, plus the bait dealers and lobster dealers.
Rockland's the biggest herring harbor on the coast of Maine, right?
One of the biggest, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was number one last year.
Whole state.
Yeah.